Hello.
Hi, is this Ray?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Ray, this is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
All right. How are you?
Hey, I'm not too bad. Did you have a couple minutes to talk right now?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I wanted to give you a call. I saw you registered to get some information on our working capital programs. Was that the case?
Right.
Okay, perfect. I just got a couple quick questions to confirm some basic information, and then I can kind of go into some detail for you. Is the name of the business, is it Atlantic Coastal Utilities?
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. And we have you at 4623 Cross Current Place?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. All right. And how long have you been in business?
We have been in business just a little over 2 years.
2 years, okay. And are you incorporated?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. And then, Ray, are you the 100% owner of the business?
No, sir. I have a business partner.
Okay, is it 50-50?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, so that pretty much does it for kind of the setup here. As far as the working capital programs go, we do have a lot of kind of different programs, so it kind of depends on what your specific need is. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I can point you in the right direction here.
Okay. Mainly what we were trying to do was get a little bit of operating capital just because due to the way our business is, a lot of times people don't pay us on time, and I always try to keep my bills caught up to date. I get the money. I can pay it back. But sometimes, like I say, people just don't always pay us on time, and it puts me in a bind cash flow-wise.
Sure.
So, I was looking to see if there was any way possible that, you know, I might be able to borrow like $50,000. And truthfully, I could probably pay it back in a few months, to be quite honest.
Okay. Now, so we're looking about for $50,000. How soon are you looking to get it in place?
As soon as possible.
Okay. All right. And then, so just a couple questions here to see what's kind of going to be available. What do you guys do for your top line revenue, your gross annual sales?
Actually, last year we did $750,000.
Okay. $750,000. All right. Yeah, typically with these programs, we're able to free up 10 to 15% of that top line. So conservatively, I'd say you're looking at 75 available to you. If we get you approved for that amount, you don't necessarily need to take the full 75. You can do the 50 if that's what solves it for you. Now, have you done a working capital loan before?
No, sir, I have not.
Okay. All right. So I can give you a little kind of brief intro on how the programs work. It's unsecured cash. It's based off of your sales. So when we do get you approved, we would deposit the cash directly into your business checking account. And you're free to use it however you see fit. We don't follow the cash. But typically the terms are somewhat on the shorter side. They usually go anywhere from 3 months to 24 months.
Right.
Did you have an idea of what kind of term you were looking for? I know you said you could probably pay it off sooner than later, but did you have a preference on how long?
I mean, you know, I would probably conservatively say 2 years, but I don't, you know, if there's no penalty for paying off early, you know, naturally, I would pay it off early.
Okay, sure.
But, you know, you never know. If everybody did what they were supposed to do, you know, there'd never be any problems, but sometimes people are late. Our clients that we deal with, you know we'll get paid. We know they're good for the money, but, you know, a lot of times they're a week late, 2 weeks late. Well, you know, 2 weeks is a half a month, and that's the way we get paid is monthly
when we
do our job. You know, so it's just a cash flow, situation. It's not like we're not making the money. It's just, a lot of times I pay out my stuff before I get paid.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And actually, that's a situation that a lot of our customers use this program for, specifically for that. And you know, for just the reason that you said, it sounds like our best kind of way of action here is to shoot for the longest term possible. And then because there are discounts for paying it off early. So I always suggest if the situation is, you know, you want to be conservative. Let's go for the longest term. That way you have kind of, you know, the lower, a lower payment than what you would do on a shorter term. But if you are able to pay it off early and take advantage of the discount, it's there. You're just not taking the risk of, you know, guaranteeing that you're doing it early.
Right, right.
Okay. All right, so that gives me a good little idea here. How about as far as your personal credit goes? What does that look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
Yeah, I've got good credit.
Okay, and what about your business partner?
I don't know exactly how his is. I'm not. I mean, we've always, up until this point, we've always operated off of personal cash that, you know, we put into it. So
Okay.
I really don't even know what to tell you on that, to be quite honest.
I gotcha. And
this is the first time I've ever even thought about having to borrow any money.
Okay, sure. So and just to give you a little, you know, a little feedback on that, you know, credit, it's a small factor in this, but it's not the major factor. The major factor in these types of programs are your sales. So as long as you have that monthly cash flow, we'll be able to get you approved for something here. Now, how about as far as that monthly cash flow goes? I know you have some good cash flow doing $750,000, but how often would you say that you do dip down into the negative on the bank account?
Well, this is the first time we've ever done it.
In
2 years. This is our very first time. And I'm not there yet, but I don't want to get there either.
Perfect. That means you called the right time, because usually, you know, anytime it dips in the negative, things get a little sticky. If we're still in the positive and you have cash flow, we can make sure it doesn't happen. Okay. All right. Now, the next step really is to get you approved, so we know exactly how much is available to you. We'll get you approved for the largest amount and the longest term, and then we'll kind of work backwards from there. So we'll see, you know, what amount makes sense, get the term that makes sense, and then move from there. But to get you approved, I'll need a few things from you. So it's going to be a one-page application. It's a pretty basic application. But I will need both your information and your business partner's information.
Okay.
And then I will need the most recent 6 months of the business bank statements.
Okay.
And have you guys finished your 2015 tax return?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So the 2015 tax return, and then how about, do your customers pay you with credit cards?
No.
Okay, perfect. So, you know, that's the extent of what I will need to get you an approval. It's just the application, the business bank statements, and the business tax return. And I can put all of this in an email to you, and I'll send you the application as well. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Now, the email that I have for you, it's CampbellRay40@yahoo.com.
That is correct.
Okay, so I'll put together an email right now with all of that in there. You'll have my direct contact information, so if you do have questions while you're getting everything together, you can give me a call.
Okay.
All right. Did that all sound like something that you have on hand and can get back to me pretty easily?
Yeah. I mean, you know, my accountants and all, they work good with me. All it is a phone call, and I can have them email my financial statements right to you. That's not a problem.
Okay, perfect. So do you think I should, could I expect that coming back today, or are we looking at next week?
Probably Monday.
Okay, Monday.
I'm out of the office myself today, and so I'll get a hold of all the information you send me, and I will make sure that people are getting you information back on Monday.
Okay, excellent. That way we're on the same page as far as timeline goes, because I know we want to get this done as soon as possible.
Right.
Okay, perfect. Did you have any other questions for me, Ray, while you got me on the line here?
No, not right now. Well, I'm sure I will once you send me, you know, all the information, but I'm good right now.
Okay, absolutely. And like I said, you'll have all of my direct contact information in that email.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Ray. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.